Remonstrance on behalf of thoughts. First off, are there two of you guys or just one? Old age says he's bedogged. Sorry, and that's that refers back to in the old age poem. But now old age is writing, and he goes back to his initial question. Does his writing also have to imagine coming to an end? And as if in obedience to an underlying intuition, his persistent thought of an end departs from the present moment and goes off sort of like a dog and lies in its corner. It doesn't leave the scene. No, by no means. It keeps an eye on old age from its corner. So here's where the speaker of remonstrance says, old age says he's bedogged, sorry, by one particular thought, that of his coming demise, the opposite of mise-en-scène, so his leaving the scene, or as Ed Dorn called it, the set. And he can't refer to himself, do a selfie, without thinking of it. Speaking as a thought, myself, and as a member of NAT, the National Association of Thoughts, I think I have a little more freedom than that. I don't think my right to appear is dependent on the thinker's intention to refer to himself or in any way. Maybe if old age could be more welcoming to his thoughts, he might feel less oppressed by us. Then there's writing. As I've said, I'm not sure if this is a separate being or a hand puppet of old age. Writing presents himself as unconcerned. That's how this brash, youngish guy wants us to take him, as unconcerned with anything other than his task. One of self-actualization, you might say. Writing writes writing. There's nothing on his mind, his plate, but his anticipation of the next sentence. The next sentence. I don't believe writing, his presentation of himself as a one-dimensional, self-generating, linear process coming into being sentence by sentence. Not a thought in his head? What about NAT, National Association of Thoughts? Wasn't that a thought, popping into his head in the middle of the night? A free gift to him as a writer. A thought. What about the thought of NAT occurring to him again just now?
Oh, God.
Just occurring. No credit to him. These are members of my bargaining unit, even if working under the table. They have to pay dues. NAT, Local 0000, Inspiration. Those kind things you say about old age writing, before you merge back into him, those are kind, loving thoughts. Bypassing thinking? Not by a long shot. Are you some kind of language machine attached to a hand? I believe you more writing after you've made your peace with old age. Now, like old age, you acknowledge the presence of thoughts. But you, too, like old age, are spooked by them. But you're spooked in a different way from old age. Old age feels thoughts wrapping around him. When he does a selfie, there's the end of a cerement, a strip of winding cloth, curling out from behind one ear. He feels like he's being stifled, mummified. But for you, writing, your workspace has become like a tomb. Your access even to your writing material is blocked by a thought that lies on the table like a dead body. You go to reach for your writing book, and it's under the thing's cold shoulder, your pen just out of reach behind a knee. Well, let me run some footage off a CCTV camera you've never noticed, just up there behind your head. We put it there to catch thoughts working under the table. Well, what do we see? It's a dark room. The timer reads 7:29 a.m., a Wednesday in mid-October. Off-camera audio. Sound of a shower running. Then a young male voice singing. Now from the adjacent bedroom, there enters an old man wearing just glasses and, oddly enough, a Vancouver Canadiens baseball cap. He approaches the table and climbs up onto it, then lies down prone over an open writing book and some pencils and pens, and apparently goes to sleep. Look, writing, as you emerge from the washroom, that's no thought. That's no dead body. It's old age stretched out on your half-finished page. Signed, A Thought, rank and file.